Now we're going to spend a little time exploring principles. Resting your hands on your knees or laps, whichever is most comfortable. Spine gently straight, arms and shoulders relaxed, little tuck of the chin. You may wish to drop your gaze or simply allow your eyes to gently close. Becoming aware of the physical sensations of the breath. Just holding your awareness there on the belly, chest, or the physical sensations of the breath passing through your nostrils. Holding your awareness there for a few moments. What are principles and what's the reason for having them? Do we know what our principles are? Does being guided by our principles make us dull and predictable or more dynamic and effective? If our principles are important to us, how can we pay more attention to them and bring them into daily life? Can principles help us find happiness? The 16 guidelines define principles as the ability to develop sincere and stable inner values and to avoid harmful influences. Our principles are the inner compass that guides what kind of person we are and how we choose to think, speak, and act. Positive ethical principles, such as telling the truth, treating others fairly, and not consuming more of the planet's resources than necessary, can have a powerful effect both on our lives and the lives of the people around us. There is something very reassuring about people with integrity whose outward behavior is aligned with their inner values. Principles are more than just personal. When a group of people with shared ethical principles come together, they can be a powerful force for good. Can you think of a group or organization that you admire for its principles? It might be a group that you know personally, such as a local hospice, environmental campaign, or it might be a global organization. Identifying just one group or organization, local or global, that particularly inspires you. What guiding principles do you associate with this group or organization? Are these principles important for its success? Do you share any of these principles? If so, which ones? Whether we admit it or not, most of us know when we have ignored our principles. There's a feeling of discomfort, disconnect, and lack of integrity, which is often highly visible to others. Sadly, the world is full of stories of people who have failed to live up to their principles, or whose principles were nothing more than to advance their own self-interest, whatever the cost of to the planet and the beings who live on it. All around us, we see the effects of individuals behaving in such a way, and the suffering and havoc it brings. So, if we want to bring about a better world, the best place to start is at the individual level, with ourselves. How can we develop sincere and stable inner values and avoid harmful influences? The 16 guidelines propose a very practical approach to the subject of principles by suggesting that we can test everything we think, say, and do against three simple questions. Number one, does this harm anyone? Number two, does this help anyone? Number three, does this support my own positive growth and development? The more we can apply these three basic principles to whatever we think, say, and do, the more that everyone benefits, both ourselves and the people around us. All the other values we hold can be grounded in these three baseline principles of not harming others, helping whenever we can, and paying attention to our own positive growth and development. Let's take a few minutes to explore whether these three baseline principles can be helpful in our own daily life. Pause for a moment now and bring your awareness back, the sensation of your belly and chest rising and falling with the movement of your breath. Now bring to mind a decision that you remember making in the recent past. Maybe it was a decision in your personal life, whether to start or deepen a friendship or relationship, or about how to spend some time away. Perhaps that decision was related to your work or occupation, whether to learn a new skill or to apply for a job or to volunteer. Big or small, important or trivial. Most of us make thousands of decisions every day about how we spend our resources, energy, and time. For this exercise, choose a recent past decision to think, act, or speak in a particular way that held some significance for you. Once you've identified this decision, bring to mind the circumstances around it. Were there any other people involved? Was it easy or difficult to make this decision? What dilemmas did it raise for you? How did you actually make the decision? Did this decision harm anyone? Did this decision help anyone? Did this decision support your own positive growth and development? Secondly, think forward to a decision to think, speak or act in a particular way that is coming up for you in the near future. If possible, identify a significant decision that carries some power and meaning. It could be a choice that is facing you and your relationships and personal life. Or it might be related to your work. Is there something specific you can bring to mind? If nothing clear comes up, then simply imagine a significant decision that might arise for you at some point in the future. When you've identified the significant decision that is coming up for you, consider, what dilemmas does it raise? Who will be affected by this decision? If it involves others, how will you take their interests and feelings into account? Now, consider whether these three baseline principles can help you make this upcoming decision. Will this action harm anyone? Will this action help anyone? Will this action support my own positive growth and development? If these three principles don't resonate for you, are there any others that would be helpful? It makes sense that aligning the decisions we make with the principles we hold in our heart will enable us to move forward in a clear and purposeful way. We can be at peace with ourselves. The Greek philosopher Heraclitus said, "Day by day, what we choose, what we think, and what we do is who we become." May the practice of principles enrich your life and the lives of those around you.